A Boise high school student made news earlier this month for making a big statement in her school's newspaper. Harmony Soto, a Bora High senior, plagiarized an opinion piece from Boise Weekly writer George Prentice as a way to show Superintendent-elect Sherry Ibarra that students are paying attention to Idaho's political process. This fall, Ibarra was accused of lifting content word for word from her opponent's website and posting it on her own campaign site. Ibarra blamed the mistake on a staffer and went on to win the election. I recently spoke with Harmony Soto and the Bora Senator's advisor, Michelle Harmon. Let me just start in. I'm going to read kind of the editor's note that you put in the issue that has created all of the news. You wrote, "You may find parts of this article similar to previous articles written by George Prentice of the Boise Weekly. We could apologize and say that this was a mistake on part of the Bora Senator staff, but if our new state superintendent was able to get away with it, is it even worth it?" You write to our state leadership, "Remember, the students of Idaho do pay attention to the examples that you're setting." So the obvious statement here, I suppose, is one of disapproval and perhaps one that you've lost respect for the superintendent-elect Sherry Ibarra. Is that the statement that you intended to make?
A little bit. I think the main point that I really wanted to make was that this is a thing that if I were to attempt it in a school project, an essay, or anything really, I would be reprimanded. I would get in serious trouble. And then to see someone in charge of our schools get away with it with so much as, you know, "Oh, I'm sorry, I did this." It was kind of just, yeah, not pleasing.
Michelle Harmon, you're the advisor on the newspaper, right? What happens to a student here if they plagiarize?
Well, the policy is when they plagiarize, what they do is they get a zero and they can't make up the assignment. In the past, if I've had someone who plagiarizes on the newspaper, they are off of my staff.
Where did you get the idea to write this editorial, and did you have the support of your peers and of your advisor?
I was really, really wanting to write some sort of editorial or news article on the superintendent elections. I figured that as students, we should be paying attention to that, and that's something we should just know about, you know? But the timing and publishing of our paper just didn't coincide well with that, so I had issues trying to figure out what exactly I wanted to write. So I was complaining about it to my mom, and she was just kind of like half listening to me or something, and she said something like, "Well, you could always plagiarize like Sherry Ibarra did and call it good." And so I just took that offhand comment and made it into a reality.
Michelle Harmon, I understand that you were part of the decision-making process a bit before the editorial was printed. Do you have any reservations about making this kind of statement at a high school level newspaper?
I don't think that was my purpose. What my priority was is when Harmony pitched the story idea to me, I said, "Well, I was skeptical, and I wondered." I think out loud, I expressed my doubts, and then she started this checklist of all the things that she had done to pitch this idea to me. Because I get to work with students every day, and students in high school, and these are students on the brink of living independent lives, and I'm just so impressed with, you know, people like Harmony, and there's more Harmonies out there in high school, and not to discount them and not to think that they're not part of the political process, because they are. You know, and I think that that's one of the things I'm so impressed about Harmony, is that she just took your own natural talents, put it into your writing, and made such an impact.
Have you heard from Sherry Ibarra or anyone with the Department of Education since all this came out?
I have not heard from Ibarra herself. I was told that she's not responding to anything until she's officially in office.
She hasn't reached out to you, or if she did, what kind of a conversation would you want to have with her?
If I were to speak to her today, I guess I would just say that you have to live up to the examples that you set for your students. If you don't, then it's just, why are you here?
That's Bora High School senior Harmony Soto and her newspaper advisor Michelle Harmon talking about their decision to plagiarize as a way to make a political statement. Soto's editorial was printed in the December 2nd edition of the Bora Senator. You can get a link to that piece and read more at our website at boisestatepublicradio.org.